The Russian tanker Renda is arriving in Dutch harbor today to load gasoline and be inspected before heading through the ice to Nome. KNOM's Ben Matheson has the story.
The Renda should be to Dutch harbor between 4 and 6 o'clock this afternoon. The ship will be met outside of port at the pilot station, where state pilots and Coast Guard personnel will come on board. Vitus Marine CEO Mark Smith says officials will then begin the inspection process.
They'll likely bring the ship in and put it at anchor, and then we'll start with the tank vessel exam and the port state control exam. Once those examinations are complete and if the vessel is passed, prepare to go into the fuel dock and start the loading procedure.
After being loaded with 300,000 gallons of gasoline, the leaders of the Renda and the icebreaker Healy will meet to prepare for the trip north.
Might be a few logistics items that need to be addressed. Meetings with the captain of the Healy, etc., do a voyage plan toward Nome. We're hoping the turnaround in Dutch Harbor is less than 36 hours.
The Department of Homeland Security granted a Jones Act waiver Friday afternoon for the Russian-flagged Renda to load gasoline in Dutch Harbor. Secretary Janet Napolitano determined that the waiver was, quote, necessary in the interest of national defense. Without the waiver, the tanker would have had to go to Nome without gasoline. The tanker is currently carrying 1 million gallons of diesel that it took on in South Korea. The Renda will be led by its Russian crew of 21 with 3 extra officers on board. Captain Pete Garay of the Alaska Marine Pilots will also be on board for the journey through 300 miles of ice.
Basically get on the Renda and travel from Dutch Harbor to Nome, so he'll be able to help interface between the Renda's bridge and the bridge of the Healy, and he'll be on board and ready to bring the Renda in from 3 miles out when he does get to Nome.
Vitus Marine has submitted its delivery plans to be approved by the State Department of Environmental Conservation by filing an amendment to its oil discharge prevention and contingency plan. The plan calls for the staging of thousands of feet of boom, along with pumps and absorbent material in the case of an emergency. It also says there will be C-130 air support from the Coast Guard with a helicopter on shore. The plan is out for public comment until tomorrow. Reporting in Nome, I'm Ben Matheson.